With so many people working from home during the pandemic, it raises the question, will we ever go back to the office? Tom Johnson, president of the commercial real estate firm NAI Martins, says probably, but expects some changes. In his 40 years in the business, Johnson's seen office space shift over the decades, from private offices to cubicles to open floor plans to the latest trend, working remotely. And though many surveys show people enjoy working from home, Johnson says some workers miss the benefits an office provides.
I think a lot of people, really found a home environment as a positive, but at the same time, I think there's a percentage of people who, you know, kind of felt that they miss the work environment. The idea creation and problem solving and face-to-face meetings and things of that nature.
What office space will look like post-pandemic is uncertain. Johnson says it will depend on the industry and what it values most in an office environment. It'll likely be some sort of hybrid, combining on-site work options along with remote choices. Johnson says one certainty, though, is that office designers will take into account employee health concerns.
One thing I think, whether it's an existing space or whether someone's moving into new space, a new building, there's going to be a focus on health and wellness as we go forward. You know, we're going to have touch-free temperatures at the front entrance to offices. Touch-free access, intercoms. I mentioned the elevators. Parking garages are going to be touch-free with access to full floors. Touch-free faucets and soap dispensers and flush valves.
So even though some Wichita companies, notably King of Freight and Signal Theory, have said they plan to downsize their office space, Johnson says that won't work for all businesses. Many will have employees return to work as normal, or as close to normal as we can get.
I don't see an overnight shift, from the office environments we have today to something new and different. I think there's going to be some tweaks in how people are using space and maybe how they maneuver through their space. But it's an expensive proposition to change what you're doing overnight and to do something different. But they're going to do what they can to continue to be competitive of having a creative, collaborative, productive, and healthy environment for their employees. Those that are at the office, those that are work remotely, and those that are some kind of hybrid operation between office and remote business.